May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and joining us this morning, we have Kristen Vandegeer, who is with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, and also Cassandra Martinez, who is with Community Connections. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. And Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think just with everything that's going on in the world today, we need it maybe more than ever.
I think that's right. I'm the program coordinator, the behavior health program coordinator at the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition. So mental health and mental wellness is always on my radar, but for sure coming out of the last year, and it looks like much of 2021 also, we'll need to continue to focus on our mental health and mental wellness across the board for sure.
And maybe let me ask you, Cassandra, what is your role over at Community Connections?
I am a child and family therapist. I work with children from ages 3 to 17 years old. So just a little bit about the services that we provide, if you want me to share.
Okay. Sure.
So right now we include individual psychotherapy, family psychotherapy, and also group psychotherapy. We also provide support specialists to work with some children in high need in the schools, and then we also provide after-school programs with our support specialists.
And the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, Kristen, what types of things, services does KWC provide?
So KWC doesn't offer any direct services. We don't have any clinicians or mental health providers on staff. What we really do is try to focus on overall health and wellness. In my role, specifically behavioral health, and behavioral wellness. So we like to support the work that folks like Cassandra and the rest of the folks over at Community Connections are doing. We like to offer other sorts of projects and programs and community support that can help fill in those gaps where perhaps a formal clinician might not be able to serve. So we're looking for other sorts of ways to share information. One of the missions of our task force is to reduce the stigma associated with mental health. So we have a lot of things going on this month to try and address that mission. Most specifically, and you'll hear me mention our Facebook page quite a bit, if you haven't yet followed our Ketchikan Behavioral Health Task Force Facebook page, please do that. We have a lot of resources online specifically this month, but also really every day throughout the year, sharing information, inspiration, resources, guidelines, and all that sort of stuff. This month specifically, as it is Mental Health Awareness Month, we do have a social media challenge. So that's just sort of encouraging people to access our Facebook page to address and access those resources that I mentioned. Every time this month that you engage with a post, engage with our page, for every like, share, comment, you can also enter your friend by tagging them in a comment, and you'll be entered into a raffle to win a $100 gift card to a local restaurant or shop. We also, again, we'll have some of these daily social media posts. We've got some other programming that is going on, lots actually happening this month. We're about halfway through our teen mental health first aid training over at K-High. We have about 3/4 of the 10th grade class that's going through their training in school, during school hours. We're super grateful. We have 3 teachers at the high school who are trained and sacrificing some of their classroom time to make sure that this important training is accessed.
And let me ask you about that training.
Sure,
how
sure.
is that used, or what is it so that teens can help other teens? Or?
Correct. Yes, it's specifically designed for teens. It's designed to empower them really to understand mental health issues, mental health concerns, and identify a mental health crisis when one of their peers might be entering one of those. Typically, teenagers will reach out to each other first before they seek an adult for help. So this really empowers the kids to support their friends and then also identify when it's time to access an adult and to reach out for help in that way too. So it's a really, really great program. We've had this on our radar, a longtime goal at KWC, to have all 10th graders at K-High and Revilla trained. COVID threw everything out the window. So we're doing the best that we can. We'll get about 3/4 of them trained before the end of the school year. The rest of the current sophomores will be trained when they're juniors next fall. And then we'll sort of come up with an annual system to make sure that all the kids get trained. If there are parents listening of current juniors or seniors that are interested in this training, we are offering one this summer, late June. So you can just reach out to us at KWC for information about that, or follow our Facebook page because I'll be sharing that information as well there. Also wanted to share upcoming this Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, May 8th, we're having an aromatherapy session for moms. So it's the day before Mother's Day. Moms always could use a little extra self-care for sure. We have Mindy Rouser. She's a licensed massage therapist. And resident doTERRA expert. So she'll be sharing some information about stress reduction and relaxation, promoting wellness. So you can just drop in. It's free, 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 free.
And where is this?
So this is at our KWC youth space at the Plaza. So it's suite 203 upstairs, right next to local grounds. So grab yourself a coffee, come over, have a little aromatherapy session. Drop in, no registration. And again, it's free for moms. So, and I include moms as moms, grandmothers, aunties, mother-like people, you know, all those sorts of people.
How about pet moms?
Pet moms, dog moms, whatever. Right, exactly. I don't have any human children, but I have two kitties. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm an auntie and, you know, whatever. So everybody, moms.
Nurturers.
Quote unquote moms are welcome to come. Nurturers are come. All right. So then along those lines, also upcoming starting next week, we have a promotion. We're calling it Caring for Caregivers. And so again, it's starting on Mother's Day, and we'll be accepting nominations for 2 weeks where folks can just submit their nominations. We're going to have a link to a Google form for you to fill out to nominate caregivers in your life. These are formal caregivers, informal caregivers, could be, again, your mom taking care of you while you're recovering from a broken leg, who knows? Could be the nurse that cares for you in the ER. Really, these caregivers have been put through the ringer more so than ever. And so we're just trying to honor them a little bit. So nominations can be sent in. Like I said, check out our Facebook page, Ketchikan Behavioral Health Task Force, and they'll receive a special treat from our task force and also a certificate of appreciation for being so crucial in our community. So keep an eye out for that. That starts next week. We also have a library display. You can get some literary resources, some other community resources, lots of information there, including a poster about food pantry options in town. So we know, especially in the last year, food pantry and food and other sort of commodity donations have been really important for people in need here. There's a really strong connection between food insecurity and poor mental health and physical health outcomes. So that information is available there. It's posted around town at some of the food pantry locations, on our website, on our Facebook pages. Again, reach out if you're in need of any sort of resources. There's a lot of folks in town who want to make sure everybody's taken care of. So we've got that. And then I think you've heard also about our youth space and our youth after school programming at the Plaza, again, Suite 203. We've really started to beef up the offerings that we have there. It's open every day after school. Mondays and Fridays for high school students, Tuesdays and Thursdays for middle school. We have our Ketchikan Youth Alliance that meets on Wednesdays. A quick shout out to the Youth Alliance, who just received a Spirit of Youth Humanitarian Award, which is a really big deal for their work to create positive change in the community. They're really tackling some big issues, thinking about hate speech and other sorts of discrimination that's happening. And also just a little plug, we won't be offering after school space in the summer. there's no school, no school happening. But we are wanting to put a plug out there. We have the space available. So if you have a summer program that needs some space, that needs some couch, that needs some tables and chairs, that needs a breakout space, please, please, please reach out. We are offering this to the community to support the youth throughout the summer to make sure they have places to go, programs to participate in, and support to make good choices, which is all part of good mental health.
Okay. And Cassandra, I see you nodding your head a lot.
Yes. I think that that's awesome. That provides a wide variety of supports for our children in the community and adolescents. I also do know that for after-school programs, RYC does hold those after-school programs. Mm-hmm. And I believe that they do have, they do offer programs throughout the summer, such as kayaking. So I think that that is just awesome to kind of gather all of the children around and the adolescents just to kind of work together and to support each other. I really like the fact that they're doing like self-care for adults. I think that that's awesome. And for caretakers, they also, you know, have a lot of heavy loads, you know, on their shoulders, especially with like mental health stigma or just, you know, caring for younger children and adolescents. I know that myself is working to put together more groups for younger ages and adolescents in the summer. Mm-hmm. It is my hope to possibly run maybe some classes, but that is kind of like in the works right now. So that's nothing set in stone. But yeah, I love to hear of everything that is taking place and all of the supports for from adults to younger children. I just think that that's awesome. And that kind of just brings the community together and just to help support everybody and just the mental health awareness. I just think that that's awesome.
And let me ask you also, Cassandra, in your role, it sounds like you serve younger people, correct?
Yes.
And how is it going? I mean, given the pandemic and everything else, what are you seeing? Is it tougher times for people? Are they coping well?
I think for the younger ones that it can be difficult to kind of understand what is taking place around, but especially when, you know, we're in this pandemic and a lot of people are in quarantine or they're in the home, it's very hard to get outdoors or to have that social interaction or that peer support with others. So for right now, it's kind of just trying to get, I call them kiddos, my little kiddos, to kind of interact and have these social interactions with different peers their age, just so they can still get that face-to-face or that, you know, one-on-one time or two-on-two time, just to have that social interaction to play and to communicate. I think that that's really important for especially the little ones. And like I said, I have a few 3, 4, 5-year-olds on my caseload, but I work with ages from 3 to 17. I think that during this pandemic, it's tough for everybody. It's tough for adults, especially if adults and they have large families are within the home and they have to stay within the home or they're quarantined. It's very difficult because I think even adults just need that movement. They need that outside, they need that social interaction. So we're working on it, you know, with coping skills and trying to push through, but it is difficult, especially during these times.
And since this is something truly is impacting everyone, and we're all adjusting and changing as things develop and go. Do you have any advice for people on what to do to, you know, to just cope?
Sure. Go ahead, Cassandra.
I was going to say, you know, it's difficult, but try to indulge in self-care the best you can. Try to plan family activities or, you know, try to get outdoors as much as you can and just practice a lot of self-care. Being a support and communicating with each other is huge. Mm-hmm. Reaching out to your supports that you have, whether it be friends, family, therapists, counselors, you know, teachers, just trying to find that balance and trying to, you know, just practice, you know, good self-care and mindfulness and just being within the present time. It's really hard to kind of, I know that people get a lot of anxiety thinking of the future or what may come or what can happen or if COVID's going to, you know, be huge or get larger. It's very difficult. And I think just being present in the moment is important, and just being with our loved ones and our family and our friends the best that we can. Just, you know, just practicing that self-care, finding a hobby, finding activities to do with loved ones or our children, family members, you know, even if it's just video chatting or phone calls, just making sure that we're here to support each other, because it is difficult. And, you know, nobody's alone, and we're in this together.
I agree, Cassandra. One thing that I know I've been working on with regard to that sort of self-care and mental wellness, sort of everything that supports our mental health, is finding joy and increasing our sensitivity to it, so that we can find joyful moments throughout the day. And maybe it's the little bit of sunshine that peeks through. It's your first taste of your morning coffee. It's, you know, sliding into bed with clean sheets, whatever it is that brings you a little bit of joy, and finding those moments, seeking them out, recognizing them, taking a moment, all of these sorts of things help to support that. Access and be aware of your capacity for compassion, and compassion for others, but also compassion for yourself. That's such a huge part of self-care, and I think sometimes we forget about it, especially if we're in these caregiving roles, if we're homeschooling kids, or our caseloads have tripled because people are in need. Make sure you take a little time for yourself. Also, paying attention to self-talk. The sort of running dialogue in your head. Make changes if you need to. If you find yourself getting down on yourself, I like to avoid the word should. It just brings a lot of baggage. So just really thinking about how we talk to ourselves, how we motivate ourselves. And then rest. Take time to take a break. We don't have to be doing things all the time. And then also just sort of changing our perspective on rest, as rest is actually productive, in sort of embracing that concept of productivity. So really, but that finding joy and increasing our sensitivity to it, that's a real big thing for me currently, and hopefully for others too.
Okay. And if people want to access resources, let's say through Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, you mentioned you have the Facebook page.
We do. So the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition has their own Facebook page. We also have the Ketchikan Behavioral Health Task Force Facebook page. And that's more specifically what we're talking about here with the mental health awareness and access to other additional resources. You can check our Facebook page. Our Ketchikan Wellness Coalition website. That's ktnwc.org, and you can find all sorts of information there and reach out directly to us in that way. So,
all right. And Cassandra, if people have questions for Community Connections?
So they can go online and access our intake packet, or they could come in and pick one up. If the child is in a crisis, we are trying to be there and be supportive and in a timely manner, you know, respond. Also, there is the Ketchikan Cares line that we do refer a lot of our parents to if someone is not able to meet those needs in a timely manner. So it's usually just going on to Community Connections website. And then, you know, you could always send an email out. You could give us a call, 907-225-7825. But you could also just come in and ask for an intake packet and just fill that out, and we'll get to you in the best time frame that we can.
All right. Is there anything else either of you wish to add?
Just Cassandra, thanks for the work that you're doing, taking care of our kiddos here in town.
Thank you. And thank you for your work as well and all of these resources and supports. It's awesome. That's just great. It's awesome.
Go team.
Yes.
All right. Great.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you both. Kristen Vandegeer from Ketchikan Wellness Coalition Behavioral Health Task Force and Cassandra Martinez with Community Connections. Again, thank you so much both for joining me. And everyone, stay safe, stay healthy out there. And it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And as they recommended, take a little time to take care of yourself.